Hello everyone and welcome to episode 5 of Tactical Insert. I hope everyone is well. We're having a really, really good show tonight. Really, really fancy having a go, and someone's quite busy. Hey, hello everyone. So this is episode 5 Tactical Insert. We have so far kept it up weekly, which we're really, really happy about. With us always is our lovable co-host, Mr. Evil Noodle. How are you doing this week, Noodle?
Well,
oh dear.
It's been one of those weeks. What can I tell you? It's Friday the 13th and I've had a shit of a day. I come home, our lass hasn't cut me tea on the table.
Oh dear.
I'm not... Honestly, there's going to be some domestic violence in here. I'm going to go Ike Turner, telling you. It's going to go down in here.
Is this the first time you've ever missed a meal then?
Hold on.
Anyway. So we have a very, very special guest this week, someone we all follow, we've been closely monitoring her channel as well, a lovely lady by the name of Danny the Dynamo. Do you want to say hello, Danny?
What's up?
Hi. Yes, Danny is a fellow gamer, and no, your camera isn't wrong, she is a girl. Way, we have a girl on the podcast. And also, which is really, really cool, she's American, which is even better. But, I understand, Danny.
Do you know what's weird though?
What?
She's in America and she's there. I can see her.
I know.
What next?
Isn't the wonders of technology great? Wow.
I know. Look at that.
I understand you're from New York. Is that right?
No, I live actually. It's a New York time zone, but I actually live in Georgia. It's like directly south of New York, like all the way at the bottom, like above Florida. Florida's
right.
All at the bottom. Yeah, I've confused you.
Right, okay. So how far away from New York are you? Because you've now ruined one of my sections. Never mind.
Well, actually, I grew up right next to New York, which was in Michigan. But
right.
I am probably a good 14 hours away from New York.
Oh, do you know what? I'm half around the world and I can get to New York before you can. How bad's that?
Probably. It kind of sucks. United States is too fucking huge.
It is. It's colossal. It's not. Yeah, I can get pretty much anywhere in the UK in under 6 hours by driving. It's absolutely class.
Not that you're driving, you
can't. Yeah.
Well, if our last was driving, then I could get anywhere in about 20 minutes. Anyway. So, I did have this whole planned about New York and how it was a great place to live, and you have Manhattan and you have great songs.
You just ruined
about
it.
I know. I actually went and found...
Well, personally, I'm afraid of New York. I'd never step foot in New York. It scares the shit out of me the way people are over there.
You think New York...
You've obviously never been to South,
haven't you? Come round to where we live. There's a reason we're not allowed to carry guns in this country. That's all I'm saying about it.
We've got Jehovah's bystanders. They witness fuck all.
Yeah.
I swear, if a Jehovah's Witness ever came knocking on my door, I'm going to answer the door butt naked, covered in ketchup, with a knife.
I'm converting.
Dave, we're off to New York, Georgia, I'm telling you now.
On my way. I'm going to flight stock with you as we speak.
Just hold that thought.
Do you know what the best thing to do about Jehovah's Witnesses, if they ever... I mean, I'm not knocking any religions, but I just hate Jehovah's Witnesses. If they knock on your door, just invite them in. It's never happened before. They just go, what?
Hell no, hold
on. Yeah, they'd probably be like,
on.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
They scared the shit out of me. I invited those people in, I was bored, there was nothing on the telly. I said, Howie Petal, just get yourself in. And she scared the shit out of us. They've got this pamphlet about the end of the world, and like, I was going to burn in hell and everything. I was like, fucking, I was on none of that, like, get out.
I know.
No.
Well, it was really interesting. One time, one came to my door and, said, do you want to know when Jesus came to America?
Right.
I must have missed that testament, like.
I must have missed that one.
Yeah, that's not insane.
I've seen the film and all, and...
Yeah.
No. I've got to see that, though. Can imagine that? Hercules comes to America, and then Jesus comes to America after that. Get Arnold Schwarzenegger to do it as well. Hey, how are you?
Here we go, then. Who would win out of a fight between Arnie and Jesus?
Jesus has got the holy hand grenades, like.
Mm-hmm.
And them knuckle dusters.
Oh, yeah. And he has righteous on his
He's
side.
He's bad, like.
Yeah, I think we've gone off
I'm going to get some Christian hate now, though, aren't I?
Fine. I actually wear a cross. I always have, and probably always will wear a cross. And I'm
to be fair though, that's just in case.
It is. It's when you get to St. Peter, and he's like, "Look, Fox, what have you done in your life? Well, I've got a cross on, so as far as I'm concerned, I'm in. Well, hey, loophole, you know what I mean?
You're going to be like that dude off The Mummy, aren't you? The big man's going to be stood over, and you're going to get like, oh, fucking this, that, and the other about God. I don't even know what the Lord's Prayer is.
Bless.
Aye. Well, I don't know how I was going with that.
Yeah, it's fine. So, again, thank you very much for joining us, Danny. We are going to talk about, the first thing we're going to do is what we've been up to this week. So, Noodle, have you been up to anything in particularly interesting this week?
Me?
Yeah, I know it's you.
Of course I have.
Yeah.
Well, what have I done this week? Actually, no, not really. Just done a lot of work. A lot of travelling around, doing different bits and pieces. Spent a fortune at the petrol station. I'm sure people are starting to profit here. I don't know if it's going on in America, Danny, but over here at the moment, there's kind of all sorts of like potential strikes about like the cost of fuel and this, that, and the other. £1.57 a litre for diesel. I nearly fell off my car. So there was hell on.
Yeah, that's a litre, not a gallon. You guys have them in gallons over there, don't you? So.
Well, yeah, we have it in gallons. I know it takes like, what is it, 3 or 4 litres for a gallon, and ours is 3.56 a gallon.
It's 4.5, there's 4.5 litres in a gallon. So.
4.5 litres, well, ours is 3.56 a gallon right now.
So, what's the English, that's about £2. That's £2 a gallon.
It's about the same conversions when it's that small amount of money.
It's, what I've seen. You get $1.5 to the pound. So yeah, it's
so you're still talking about £3 then.
We're getting ripped off left, right, and centre. Absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, you guys are majorly getting ripped off. That's horrible. And you know, us Americans are always complaining about how much everything costs and everything. And hearing that, I'm just kind of like, yeah, okay.
That's why you guys have the massive like utes and huge bloody pickup trucks and that. We go around in little mini micras. Bloody. You call them Opals.
Yeah, we get SUVs.
Little Opal Aspen.
It cost me like £68 to fill my tank, so I wasn't happy.
Yeah, it's just, that's absolutely ridiculous. That's like $100 to fill your tank. It just, you know what I mean? And for us, we travel quite a bit for work as well, and for us, it doesn't even like,
yeah.
It might last you a week and a half maximum, depending on where we go and what we're doing. Just shocking.
Dang, yeah. It takes me about $45 to fill my tank, and my tank me for about 3 or 4 weeks.
Oh God, we're talking about 2 weeks at the most.
I know. I go on a little bloody Clio. Do you guys have Renault Clios
over
there?
Of anywhere but take my kid to school.
Oh.
Huh?
Do you have Renault Clios over there?
Renault what?
A Renault Clio. That's a
no. That's a no.
It's a type of car. It's crap.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Yeah, it's fine. It's French.
Car, no.
Shit. There's a reason.
Oh, there you go. That explains it.
Yeah, it's just crap. Anyway, so...
Don't even get us started on the French.
No, let's not.
Hey, you know, I'm actually part French, so...
How much...
Love the French.
How much are you French?
like a little smidgen.
Oh, that's fine. The rest
I'm mostly Polish, though.
So. All right, that's...
If that's any better.
That's interesting. So, you're Polish mixed with a little bit of French. What else is in there?
I'd love to be at that party.
I know.
I'm a little bit of Dutch, too. I just actually... Why the heck am I getting... I just found my long-lost brother. Yeah, well, I found my long-lost brother, and he's actually letting me know, like, about what all I am and everything. So, because my dad died when I was 2, so...
Right.
I'm just a mutt, basically. You can kick me to the curb. I'm a mutt.
No.
Whatever you want to be, Pitt.
I know. Never say things like that, God. Well, we did a bit of a family tree thing, and my mum's side of the family's Irish, or they came from Irish. My dad's side, I don't know, so I'm a little bit Irish, I guess.
My family tree's a cactus because we're all pricks.
Oh, dear. Never mind. Anyway, so what have I been up to this week? You know what? It's been Easter, and I've done absolutely nothing since Easter. I've been to work, because 4 days off just means that you've just got those 4 days of extra work to do while you're at work. And I've done absolutely nothing. The only thing half decent we've done is bought a new game. Me and Noodle's going to do a Let's Play on Borderlands. That's the only thing that we've done. So, what about you, Danny? Have you got anything? Well, you don't have. You're not for the last week because we've not seen you before. So you can have any interesting story from any point in your life if you want.
Oh well.
Not to put you on the spot.
Last week I met. Actually, found my long lost brother.
Excellent.
Which, cool. Yeah, what I said. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's 16 years older than me, so he's 41 years old, and. I've actually been looking for him for over 20 years because he disappeared, and finally reconnecting and finding out all that stuff about my family history and, you know, realizing other family stuff. Because if you follow my channel at all, I kind of stuff on there. Like this year I found out my sister was a porn star.
Cool. Noodle, calm down.
I saw both your eyes go boom
My wife watches this. I don't know, even know what a porn star is. We'll not be viewing that later on, no.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I also found out. I'm not giving out her website, so you don't ask for it.
It's fine.
But, yeah, so... A lot of family crazy shit happens to me all the time, so I do a lot of gameplays and stuff like that.
Excellent. So how did you find your long lost brother then? Was that through the internet or was that through an agency or?
Actually, I hired a private investigator like a few years ago, and he couldn't find him. So I talked to my mom one day by random about it, and she goes on Facebook, types in a name and finds him right away. I spent over 15 years searching for him, and she goes and finds him in less than 5 minutes.
That's just, yeah. It's Mark Zuckerberg, man. But that's, yeah,
so
really cool.
Does he live local or anything, or?
Huh?
Does he live local?
No, he actually lives on the other side of the country, which actually takes, like, 2 days to drive to.
God, Jesus. Yeah. It's typical.
Never mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So, hope it all works out for you. Hope you get to meet them and see them and everything's cool. So, let's move on to the news. Not a very big news week, but there are some other things coming in. Something just for sort of the UK, I guess. It was revealed that British Telecom, who's the main host of internet connections and whatever in the UK, are going to double all their speeds for free. Quite good news for me because I'm on their fastest speed already, so I'm going to get double. So we've currently got 40 down and 10 up, so that's going to be 80 down and 20 up. So Danny, what are your speeds like in the US? Are they anywhere near that? Are they better, or do you know what they are?
Well, right now, the highest where I live, I have actually the highest download speed and upload speed I can get, mm-hmm. which is 30 down and 5 up.
That's still good. It's the up. For people that don't know about YouTubers and streaming and stuff, it's the up rate that matters. It's not, you know what I mean? Down rate.
Yeah.
Unless you've got 6 PCs and 3 PlayStations and you're streaming Netflix, etc. You don't really need that much downs. It's the up.
Actually, that's what I do.
Get it.
I stream Netflix on one of my PS3s. I got 2 computers running. I have an Xbox that runs off my internet.
So
download is important
worth.
For me.
You're getting your money's worth. You're tight. Oh, yeah. That's what you're saying. You're getting your money. Right. Well, me. Okay, I have 1 PlayStation and a laptop. That's all I really run. But, like, now I'm hosting an international call and I'm streaming to a server. So I need a lot of up speed. It doesn't really matter about down speed, but... I've heard people in the US, it seems to be that they get a lot of down, but they don't get a lot of up. And...
No,
is that right?
The highest up right now for, like, what we have is about 5,
right.
But you can, like, pay for, like, Verizon, and they've got, like, fiber optics. If you're in an area that's got fiber optics, then you can get above 10, easy.
Yeah.
But really, most of the country is like 5 and below. It's sad.
Right. Yeah. Well, we've both got fiber optic. We've just had it rolled out in our area, so we're just getting that. Before that, it's just normal twisted copper, I guess, and you just have nothing. We don't really do cable in this country. It's not something that we've ever done. We have one company that does this, and they've got to dig all your road up, so no one ever bothers getting it in, really. They just wait for the fibre optic. Or go online and stream stuff for free off Sky and things like that. So, but that's pretty cool if that gets rolled out. Hopefully we'll get that pretty soon. So, yeah. The other thing I've been closely monitoring it a bit is the game franchise. Have you heard about game shops in the UK? And basically, turned around and said, you're not getting more games of us, and then Activision and who was the other company? Microsoft. Turned around and said, you're not getting more games off us. So this little company, well, not little company, had about 2,000 shops, just went, oh crap, we can't have it.
They're kind of like your GameStop.
Yeah, they're like the biggest kind of game retailer in the UK. All of them just turned around and said, you're not getting any more credit from us. So they all just went, oh crap, and closed. They went into administration. Well, last week, what's the company called that bought them, Moodle?
Opt Capita,
who own, who do they own again? Was it Currys or?
Comet,
that's
Currys,
it.
Yeah.
It's a big, like, electrical retailer. They own them. They've bought them out, and they've said they're going to, hopefully, keep 333 stores open, and I think hire back another 2,000 people or something for them. So
yeah, it's like still 1,000 job losses, though.
Yeah, it's still a bad thing, but what can we do? But it got us thinking about the whole downloadable used games market and all that kind of stuff. So, Danny, where do you get your games from? Do you tend to buy them, or do you tend to download them, or do you go to the internet?
I mostly get my games from GameStop.
So, like, the local shop?
Yeah, local.
Are you a pre-owned or brand new?
It depends on the game, really. If I want to buy it brand new or used, I plan, like, if there's like online passes and stuff, then I'll buy it brand new. Otherwise, I'll just buy a used game.
Yeah.
Just, I mean, yeah. But yeah, I like to buy local and try to support the local community instead of somewhere else.
Yeah, I mean, we have well, my wife has a Nintendo 3DS, so stuff like that, you've got to go and buy the cartridges from your local shops and stuff. But it tends to be in our neighbourhood, like the supermarkets, like Walmart, who now own Asda. We usually go to Asda for our game and stuff, because it's just so much cheaper. And the only time you ever go to a game shop is when you're not sure what you're buying, but we've now got like YouTube, and we've got different game, like IGN, now that rate games, so you know what you're buying before you even go into the shops nowadays. So
Yeah, that's why I like to research a game.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Exactly, yeah. A lot of people, I mean, like, what, 5-6 years ago, people did just buy them and trade them in if they didn't like them. Nowadays, YouTubers are getting them. They're doing a Let's Play in the first day, practically, so you can see what it's like, and if you don't think it's for you, you just don't bother getting it. So it's a good thing, and it's a bad thing for the community, but it's weird how I think. But yeah, we were talking
for me and my son, my oldest son, he's got a form of autism, and he's 6 years old, and I got him a Nintendo DS, and I have to get him like specific type of games and stuff, and ones that he could figure out and stuff. So when I go and buy him games, I try to make sure that, you know, I can see how it's played and if he could figure it out and stuff like that. Otherwise, it's too hard for him, and he just doesn't play it.
Yeah, fair enough. That's just a waste of money then, isn't it, I guess? And yeah. Oh yeah, but we went on to talk about new consoles and things, because there were rumours that the new Xbox wasn't going to have a disc drive, and it was just going to be purely a hard drive built into it. So, do you think that could be possible, that we could maybe not have discs in the future and it'd only be an online cloud environment?
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, if anything, it would be like a flash drive. I could see it being like a microchip or something like that. But I can see in the future that all games are soon going to be downloadable. Like, I mean, PC games, you can download them. Mm-hmm. You can go to Amazon Marketplace and purchase them down there. You don't even have to go in the store and buy them.
Yeah.
That's an interesting point, actually. We assumed, Fox, when we talked about this, I think it was either episode 3 or 2, that it was going to be like cloud gaming and streaming. But what if, as part of like when you purchase the console, you get like a reasonably large flash drive, and all you do is you go to your local GameStop or Game or whatever, pop it in the computer, there's your game, unique to your computer once you put it in, and there you go, it's downloaded. So that's one possibility.
Mm. It does get around the whole stream and having to download the game and everything like that, doesn't it? Because I think that's the main thing. Yeah. People don't have enough bandwidth to download a game. And the servers are going to have to be huge on the end of the retail.
Plus, some people don't even have internet.
True. That is true, yeah. So they're going to be cutting off that kind of stuff, mm-hmm. yeah. We'll see. I mean, they're coming out, I think they're rumoured to come out next year. So we'll probably be front of the line when they come out, regardless of what they do. So we'll see what it's like when they come out, anyway. Speaking of new console, there was an announcement about Sony and how money they lost. I think they felt this time how much money they actually lost. Was it something like 70?
I want to spell Sony.
You're not like, so, well, we're both PlayStation players, so shut your mouth. Why do you not like Sony?
Well, I love the PlayStation. Okay. It's the only thing Sony ever did right was the PlayStation. They used to design stuff amazing. Mm-hmm. It would withstand everything. And it was valuable, you know, electronics. Very good electronics, like computers. And now their computers are nothing but paperweights and crap. You're paying for the name. The car electronics is pretty much paper and crap. And, you know, I'm you know, a computer technician, and I work a lot with the electronic stuff. So it's like, when it comes to Sony nowadays, it's a rather disappointment compared to what it used to be, or what they used to put into the name.
Yeah. That's been part of their press release, hasn't it? They're saying now that there used to be, I know me and Noodle were talking about this today at work, we were saying about there used to be the number one in TVs, and they've tried their heart out, and I think people like LG, I know they've got still got the Bravia range, but I think like the LG and other smaller makes as well are coming out, and they're designing different things, and they're just not as good. But they said they're going to focus more on the stuff that makes them the money, which is the PlayStation and that kind of game and kind of stuff. So it is bad news for Sony now, but I think for us, the gaming people and gaming community, possibly a good thing in the next couple of years if they plow loads of.
Well, money. I think something to really.
You get a good TV to play your game on, then true. You're golden.
they brought out a REM. Was it a screen where you view it from different angles and it had different things on? Have you seen this? I might be making this up. I'm sure I've heard
it. 3D, I've heard about it.
It's like, we have them in cars.
I haven't seen it.
They're in your centre console in your car, and when the driver looks at it from one angle, you see the sat-nav. And when the passenger looks at it from a different angle, you see, like, the TV playing or a DVD movie or something. They brought out a TV that did it, so you could be sat at one angle and you could see your PlayStation or a DVD playing. And at a different angle, someone else sees something else. And I'm sure they brought this out. I'm sure Noodle's now Googled.
It's kind of like them hologram posters you can get, innit? It's probably something similar to that kind of.
It's because I'm. Yeah.
I thought you were high.
Possibly. I wasn't high. I think I'd just been drinking toilet milk or something. Because, yeah. But if it doesn't exist.
You're on the de-icer.
That's a really good idea, and I think I should copyright that right now. So, yeah.
Get yourself on Dragon's Den.
Oh, do you have Dragon's Den in the States? Please tell me you have Dragon's Den. It's the best thing ever. No, you don't, do you? It's fine.
Dragon's Den Masters, I think.
No. Well, I know you've got
something
Donald
like
Trump
that. Dungeon and Dragons.
You got Donald Trump and The Apprentice.
I have no idea.
Because we've got Lord Sugar and The Apprentice, and that's much better than Donald Trump.
It's a TV show?
Yeah.
I don't have cable.
Dragon's Den.
You don't have cable? Oh, yeah, because you've got, like, 16 computers, haven't you? That would just melt you. Yeah, okay, fair enough.
I just run Netflix for the kids. I don't even watch TV. Like, but if I do watch TV, it's, you know, a TV show that's on Netflix.
Yeah.
I hate commercials. It's like, and they're charging, like, $30 for just 12 channels. $30 for 12 channels. I mean, it's outrageous when I could pay $15 for Netflix and have unlimited streaming of movies and TV shows. I mean, common sense.
You get screwed.
Your Netflix, right?
Yeah.
We can get Netflix now in the UK. And I understand it's not as good, but you can get round it. It's £6 a month, which is for, what is it? About $8, $9.
But I can watch. I've actually got downstairs the entire American library.
Yeah.
Because I pay at £1 a month for an American VPN server, and I connect by filling the computer that I'm actually in America, so I get your entire service that you get for £8 a month.
And
costs £7 a month,
and
sorry.
You can switch it off so you can go back to the
UK. Yeah, I'm jealous. I'm paying like $14 and you're paying like $8. Okay, move on.
And we our Netflix was brand new, isn't it? It's only come out the last maybe 8 months.
Came out in January and it's got like maybe a third of the things the American stuff has. And then, you know, a lot of it's to do with licensing issues and stuff, but like me and the wife, we like watching like Burn Notice and Medium and all them kinds of things. And they aren't out in the UK. So, yeah, we hack America.
Yeah, I'd love to live in the States, actually. Noodle, have you actually been
me
to the States?
No, but I've been to, like, Ibiza and stuff.
Yeah, that's so comparable, yeah. I've been to Vegas. Vegas was amazing. Loved that.
I haven't been to Vegas.
That's the only place I've been
in the States. I've pretty much stayed on the East Coast. I've never been to the West Coast. My aunt, she actually lives by Vegas, and I tell her I'm going to go over there, and when I go over there, I'm going to go and get married by Elvis. My goal in life is to be married by Elvis.
Game high.
Originally, we were actually going to go...
I know, right? You gotta have your goals high.
We were going to go...
And then I want a tattoo on my ass of somebody's name.
Yeah, Vegas is cool. I really want to go back. What's the matter with you? What are you laughing at? What did I miss? Because I took my headphone out there. I missed something.
What are you talking about?
All right, okay. I've recorded it. I'll rewind. I'll find out. Right, I think that's all the news we've got. So, I've been looking forward to this.
No, it isn't.
What else have we got to talk about?
I told you I've got some things to talk about.
Oh, sorry, I wasn't. It's all about you, isn't it? God.
God.
I wouldn't. I'm going to have a Kinder Mini Egg because they look cool. Kinder Mini Egg.
Right.
I got people on a bag.
So, hang on.
God, man, you're boring
me. There's been a...
Spit it out.
There's been a... Shut up, man.
For fuck's sake, man, just spill it.
You're confusing us. Right. There's been a leak about Grand Theft Auto 5. A guy who was in development of it, one of the anime... one of the animators... He said, you can stay. One of the animators...
Right.
Move
he's
on.
He's an animator. I've got that. I've got his animator.
Right, he's an animator.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly. So on his CV, he put on that he worked on Grand Theft Auto 5, and he also put on, for whatever reason, that the release date is going to be October 2012. So, and it looks pretty legitimate looking at his CV and stuff. It's very, like, realistic.
Right.
So that's potentially coming out this year, so keep an eye on news for that.
Did he get the job?
For people like myself, eh?
Did he get the job?
I'm not your secretary.
That's what I want to know.
Anyway.
Danny, do you play Grand Theft Auto? Would you care about Grand Theft Auto? You would.
Actually, that was probably the third game I've ever played growing up. I think it was Grand Theft Auto 3, PlayStation 2. I used to play that game over and over and beat it over and over again.
I got bored. I played Vice City and got bored. I just got in a nice car.
Yeah, losing Vice City. Yeah, me and my girlfriend, she had the game, so we'd go over to her place and we'd play over and over again.
Were you naked and wielding a knife?
Yes, and covered in ketchup.
What?
Nice.
Don't. You're not asleep tonight. Don't.
Anyway, for
I'm
those people like myself...
Yeah, it's in the family.
Yeah, after the show, we'll talk. well then. So, other PC gamers such as me, Star Wars The Old Republic, big patch just been released yesterday, 1.2. It's the biggest patch they've released so far. Got major stuff in it. There's two new dungeon areas, a new operation called Explosive Conflict, and a new flashpoint called Lost Island, which is linked to the Kion Under Siege dungeon, which was added in 1.1. It's also got the new legacy system in, So for people who play the game, you'll know what this is, but basically along with your experience that you accumulate while you're leveling up, there's another bar underneath which is called the Legacy System. And what that is it contributes towards like other characters. So if you wanted to roll a new character, you could have like additional perks such as like unlocking extra races, different abilities and stuff. So that's all just getting released yesterday, so that's good stuff. And the last thing, just a reminder really, that Diablo 3 is coming out next month, May the 15th, just a reminder.
I'm not going to be getting... Well, I've got Star Wars Old Republic. The best thing about the patch, forget about everything you just said because it was quite boring, the best thing you can do is now move stuff about on your screen. It doesn't have to be the HUD they tell you to watch. Back in the room. Okay, so... Is that all the news now? Can we move on to my game? My game.
Yes.
Thank you. Right, okay. I have jingles and everything for this game, but I know you guys can't hear them, which is really annoying. The stream can hear them, but you guys can't. Now, I've got a game, right, Danny? This is based at you. Sorry to put you on the spot on that, but it's going to happen. So, it's a game called I Didn't Fucking Know. Now, the premise of the game is I thought there was going to be a little bit of a language barrier, because although you speak English and we speak it properly. So, what we've done is...
Oh, oh, it's on.
England,
on.
USA, that's all I'm saying. So, me and Noodle today came up with some words that we use, and we want to know...
Hang on.
Okay,
I'm not accepting responsibility for this.
Noodle had a small input. I came up with some words...
Hold on. We've been cutting our ass.
It's notorious. I came up with some words, and I want to see if you can understand... Is that the thickness? Understand what they mean, okay? So I'll tell you a sentence. I'll give you the word. If you need help, Noodle will put it into a sentence for you. God, we haven't rehearsed this, so God knows what he's going to say, right? And then I want you to see...
So you're on peril minds, I'm telling you.
Then I want
you
to
wish
see,
you hadn't.
So, the first word, if you think you know what it is, just shout out, is pet. What do you think we mean by the word pet? Noodle put it into a sentence.
Hey, I like pet.
Do it again.
Hey, I like pet.
I'm guessing it's a type of attitude.
So is it a, I didn't fucking know, if you don't know it?
To me, a pet would be if somebody was strapped to my bed, or it'd be my cat Jane.
Someone strapped to your bed?
We talking after this?
Yeah. I'm not. I think I might have to delete you from your Skype.
Where's me peanut butter at?
Oh dear.
Don't worry, boys, I'm taken. By somebody actually much younger than I am and viable. He can keep up with me.
Are you sure? Because this is a real life model. Right there.
Hey, man. So is that a you don't know then? If you don't know,
no,
say,
I
didn't fucking know. That's kind of the thing of the game.
I didn't fucking know.
Did you hear that or not? Oh, it doesn't matter.
No.
I've got my jingle, so when you didn't fucking know, I play a jingle. And it goes, I didn't fucking know, in my weird voice with the jingle. It's cool. Pet is kind of, when you watch this back, it'll be hilarious. Pet means, like, an endearing kind of...
Shit now.
I don't know. Like an endearing kind of thing, like, are you alright, pet? How are you doing, pet? Like lover or darling, that kind of thing. So that was actually going to be the easy one, but never mind. So, next one is Mara. What do you think Mara means?
Mary.
Nearly. Go on, Noodle. Put in a sentence.
Hello, Mara.
That asks more questions than answers, I think. Like,
what did we do?
Right. You see him there? He's my Mara.
And he's my Mara. No.
stupid.
I didn't think we're not.
Maret means...
to me, it sounds like it's a little wrong, but
does it
I guess
sound
you guys,
like a small green vegetable? No, it's it means like best friend, like your Maret, your mate, yeah, someone who you want to roll with, that kind of thing. Okay, so, what about had your pash?
Is that a food?
Sorry.
No. Not quite. So if I said to you, had your pash, that's exactly how I would do it. Had your pash.
It either sounds like a food or you're talking about my ass.
No. That could be one and the same thing, but we're not getting into that. It means, like, if you said to me, hurry up and do it, hurry up and do it, I would say, had your pash, as in, like, wait your turn. Calm down, I'll get there, kind of thing.
What it actually is, it's kind of three slang words together. Had is hold, ya is your, and pash is passion. So it's like, hold your passion, calm yourself down, and it's just had your pash.
Thank you,
Mr. That doesn't sound like English. It sounds like another language smashed together.
Welcome to the northeast of England, what can I say? Do you watch the programme Geordie Shore? If you're only on Netflix, I don't think you'll have it.
Jersey Shore, yeah, I've watched
it. Not Jersey Shore, Geordie Shore. This is a completely different beast, this. It was based on Jersey Shore, which is much dirtier. Right.
It's sluttier.
Yeah, sluttier. It's just sex all the time. It's
your sister was on another thing.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. It's pretty much, it kills your brain cells.
I've never seen Jersey Shore. I don't watch MTV, so it's fine. Well, this is from them.
Yeah, you don't want to.
Yeah, it's old Celebrity Deathmatch and crap. Anyway, they had a phrase called Tash On. What would you think that Tash On means?
I'm guessing it's like wax on, wax off type thing.
Mr. Miyagi. noodle man. what was it? Tash On means to kiss. So I'm going to have a Tash On with that lass. That's what it means. So, yeah.
Neck on.
Yeah, neck on, Tash On, getting off with. None of these mean anything to you, do they? What would you say then if you met after a bloke in the club and you said to your girlfriend, you know, right, I'm going to go over here, I'm going to snug his face off. What would you say is like the slang word for that?
That I just want to kiss his face off?
That's too literal. Butchered his language.
That doesn't work for me.
I'm not like one of those girls that like games and everything, so... Yeah, I'm pretty much liberal as it is, so if I'm going to say I'm going to do something, I'm going to say it exactly how I'm going to fucking do it.
Alright, fair enough. you.
Don't
beat
around
off.
The bush with me.
Yeah, just cut through the bush.
Get your pants off and get in there.
Buy us a drink, get your pants off, buy us a taxi home, and I want some cheesy chips on the way. That would solve loads of problems, I think. Yeah. Do you have...
Exactly.
Have you ever had cheesy chips? Please tell me you had cheesy chips.
Chips with cheese on it.
Yes.
We have kinds of chips with cheese. We have Cheetos. We have corn chips. We have, you know,
no.
Potato chips with cheese
on
it. Oh,
right. Hold on. Language barrier.
Yeah. Potato chips.
Fries. Cheesy fries.
Yeah, we got cheesy fries. We have jalapeno cheesy fries.
Ooh.
Nice.
There's chili cheesy fries.
Yeah, chips. Chips as fries to us. And...
Do you know what? If I went to the States again... I don't think I'd fit on the plane to get back home. That would just be immense.
Nope.
That would just class.
I want to do the whole man versus food thing, me, because I'd rock that shit. Adam Richman's got fuck all on me. I'd fucking eat him and all.
Right. Got two more. Penultimate one is clamming. So if I said I was clamming, what did you think I would
be? Sounds like you have a sexual transmitted... disease, like
well, I would probably have that as well. Who have you been speaking to? But this is on top of that. So if I said, I'm clamming.
I'm clamming.
I'm clamming. It means...
Get the clinic.
It means you're really hungry. Like, I'm clamming, I'm starving. Never mind.
Or thirsty.
Okay.
No, that doesn't mean thirsty. I would never say I'm clamming if I was thirsty.
I'm clamming for a drink.
That's more words. You would just say I'm thirsty.
Something wrong with you.
No, there's not. Something wrong with you.
No.
Anyway.
No.
The last one. This is special. I've even had it printed on me t-shirt. Hang on, I'll move my camera. The word is clunge. So, what do you think the word clunge means?
Cleavage.
No, not quite. Out of the three of us, I think you're the only one with one. Unless Noodles...
What do you mean you think?
Unless Noodles is not telling me everything.
Oh! A vagina?
It
is indeed! Hey,
well done!
Yay.
Yes, a clunge!
Yay, I got one!
Yes, a clunge is another name for a lady's flower. I think that's the nicest way I can put it on a podcast.
Hairy axe wound.
And I do wear this out in public.
I've actually been called Hairy Axe Wound by Barn and Effect and is Patty. They call me their Hairy Axe Wound. It took me like 3 days to figure out what it actually meant, and they told me.
What was it?
And who said romances did?
What were they calling you?
The Hairy Axe Wound. I was three guys in the Hairy Axe Wound.
Yeah, Noodle's got some pretty revolting names for things. Usually revolves doner kebabs and ripped out fireplaces.
Kit Kat handshake.
Yeah.
The beef curtains.
The gateway to her guts. Oh yeah, they're all the best ones, I think. Mm-hmm. I know. So yes, well done for getting one right. But yes, I do wear this t-shirt out in public. I've never worn it to work yet. I think that is going a little bit too much, especially the environment we work in. But never mind.
I'd be like.
Well done, so you're one for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1 for 6.
Yeah.
So that's the end of.
I didn't fucking know.
Get in. I love that jingle. I know you can't hear it out. Really, really, really wish you could, but there you go. So, I quite enjoyed that. I know it was a bit weird, but I quite enjoyed it. I don't even know what to do now. That didn't last as long as I thought it was going to last. Yeah, so, right, so Danny, you joined us, thank you very much for joining us. We know you from, primarily actually Twitch. I know you from Twitch, I know you from Barn and Effect, and there's Cracker and a few other people that are there and about that you always tweet each other and stuff. So, why don't you tell everyone where they can find you? And I don't mean your house in.
You can find me on Twitch TV. And that's Danny, and then there's put the between here, Danny the Dynamo, Jane, and you can find me on YouTube, along with my pussy, it's Danny the Dynamo, and you can find me on Twitter at Danny the Dynamo. Who'd have thought?
Yay! I know. I love having everything the same. Mine's just Foxglove666 for everything. It's mint. Apart from YouTube. Which is Team Burn, because we have a team channel rather than a one-person channel, which is quite cool. Because it means I've got, like, 9 people's gameplays to pick from rather than just my crappy gameplay, which is quite cool. Did you see the one I don't know if you've seen it today. The one I put up today, Noodle, have you seen it yet? Conroy's. Have you seen it? I put up a gameplay today. It was from a team member called Conroy. And he plays an entire match without a single kill or a single death and then comes top of his leaderboard and wins the match. I have no idea how he did it. It was just amazing. It was a 6-minute gameplay on HQ. He doesn't get a single hit marker on anyone. He doesn't die. He doesn't kill. And he comes top of his leaderboard and wins the match. It was just amazing to watch. Like, he'd actually find people and back off and tell people where they were and go and kill them for him and stuff. It was just really good. But, yeah.
I think the first time I realised who you were was Acoustic Joey. I know that you like you commented on a few of his videos. I think you did a digital intro for him as well, Danny, on YouTube.
Yeah. Yeah,
so good. I think I first saw you there, and that's when I started checking your channel out and stuff.
Yeah, it's quite weird how we...
Yeah, I designed his backgrounds. I'm actually supposed to be designing his background for his acoustic, his acoustic channel. I did the background on his gaming channel.
Yeah, we're quite lucky because Maiden does all of ours, Maiden 83. He's got a his own business designing websites and stuff. Really, really lucky to have him on the team, and he does all my stuff kind of for free. Does a lot of my stuff. I mean, I can use Photoshop a little tiny bit, but I just can't use it as good as anyone else. I've tried the new, well, it's not new, the 3D stuff. What's it called? CD, Cinema 4D?
Cinema 4D.
Yeah, do you use that? Because I've tried.
Yeah, I love that program.
I've tried.
Yeah, I use that pretty much religiously. I make intros. The intros on my channel, I made an intro for Patty. I made Barnes' intro. I made Cracker's intro. And I made Rockefeller's background and intro. So most of the people that, you know, you've seen me connected with, I've made them stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I might hook you up then, Danny, actually, because I used Windows Movie Maker and Microsoft PowerPoint, and it just looks shit. So I might hook you up.
Oh, don't tell me you're using that. No, that's bad.
I'll show you my intro after this video, and you'll laugh your ass off. It's horrible.
So, have you done your voiceover yet, Noodle? What we were talking about yesterday.
Not yet. No, I'm going to still do that. But I need the graphics because it's just... awful.
I mean, as I say, I'm not an expert. I can get by. But I can't make, like, all the badges. Like, everyone in Team Burn has their own little badge. They're all pretty much the same, like, with a flaming logo and stuff and their names. But I can't do them. But I can quite easily take them and I can change the colours and sizes and put them in different places, etc, etc. But it's not something I've ever done. So have you done this all the time then, Danny, is what you did at school and college and stuff? Or you just fell into it, or...?
Actually, it's always been, like, a passion of mine, computers in general. I've been doing a lot of graphics and doing computer repairing and stuff like that. Ever since I was, like, 13 years old, took them apart and fixed them, put, you know, stuff like that. And I just love, you know, computers and the challenge they present. So the graphic was something new. Like, when I got into Cinema 4D and the videos and stuff, I was a complete noob a year ago. Like, I didn't even know how, when I looked first, opened up Cinema 4D, I was like, holy shit, yeah. I cannot do this.
There's
it is like fucking foreign language. It's horrible.
Yeah.
And then I was like, you know, I really wanted to learn the intro. So what I did at first was I downloaded templates and from YouTube of people doing that. And they include instructions in it. Like if you want to change something, like a color or something, I kind of learned from that, from the instructions that was in the templates. So it helps me learn a lot about it. And, you know, I suggest you guys, if you really want to learn how to do like intros and stuff like that, I suggest doing that. It's like download the templates. A lot of them have instructions in it, and you can learn a lot of simple things. And then when you want to, when you've learned the simple things and how Cinema 4D works, you can go in and, you know, like if you want to do 3D text or something, you can YouTube it up, and there's be a tutorial about it, and you already know what to do. So, and that's where I'm at now. I'm not advanced at it, but I'm pretty good at it now.
See, mine, I mean, I downloaded it, but I got the free version, and it won't let you render in the full quality. It's really bitty and horrible when you do it. So I have actually got quite a few stuff. I mean, I've got, like, words changing at the words and exploding, and I've got voltmetric light thing in the middle of a cube going around and stuff. It's pretty cool. I like all the attractors and effectors and all that kind of stuff. But when I render it, it doesn't render in high quality, doesn't render in HD, renders crap. And I'm not going to buy the program, which is like 300, 400 quid, just for the sake of one intro. So, but yeah, I enjoyed it.
Well, see, what I did is actually I went and downloaded it illegally.
Yeah. Well, I tried, but I can't find a key for it, but never mind, it's fine. No one watches it. Yeah, I tried, but it's just a thing. There's a few of my friends who've got the main sort of full feature, so I'll just send them the save file and just say, well, you render this file and send it back. But, yeah, what do you use for your editing? Do you use Sony Vegas, which is what it seems everyone uses? It's not what I use. I don't like it. What do you use?
No, I use Adobe Premiere. Adobe Premiere.
I use
Adobe Premiere and After Effects and do all that kind of, I love to do the effects and stuff in videos, and that's why I've got them incorporated. Sony Vegas is foreign language to me, so yeah.
I use PowerDirector. I know that's what Barney uses as well. Quite powerful, although it's been very glitchy. It had a patch a couple of weeks ago, and ever since then it's been very glitchy. But yeah, it's quite good. And it uploads straight to YouTube as well. You just have to put in username and password and uploads everything to YouTube for your perfect, which is quite cool.
Yeah, I've never heard of PowerDirector. Of course, I'm a little bit of a noob on the video editing stuff.
All right. See, I can do the video editing, I just can't do the graphical stuff, which is, yeah. But what was I say there? Yeah, Adobe Premiere, I had, I think it was version 10. That's the little white box with the horse in it, isn't it? Is that what the logo looks like? Might be just me making things up.
No, it's actually purple. Their logo is like a purple box, and it's got a PR.
No, they must have changed it.
Their logo.
I mean, this was about 5-6 years
ago. It used to be the horse.
Yes,
but that's Adobe, that's the regular Adobe for like Acrobat.
Right.
And stuff like that. It's the main logo. But yeah for all the sub programs. It's like a box and it's a color and then it's got like two letters to represent the initials of the program.
Right. There's just that much stuff nowadays, isn't it? I mean, just for changing things to whatever, it's ridiculous. But no one's ever going
to
use the same.
They try to make it simple looking and simple for everybody, but in turn it's like, okay, what about?
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty cool. But people don't realise how much work actually goes into creating, like, a 7-minute video. You can't just... Well, you can just pick it up and do it, but it won't look like 90% of all the other videos out there. And that's the problem. People then pick it up, go, you haven't made an effort, you haven't done colour correction, your noise is all over the place, and they just won't watch you again, they won't sub to you, and that's the problem. I mean, we have literally just getting 100 subs on our channel. I think we've been going nearly a year, and I'm only at 100 subs. It's so difficult now to get that where it is. I know Noodle wants to start doing videos and stuff. He gave me one, and then George Lucas emailed us and said, "Yeah, copyright. I need to shit myself."
I'm sure you were just after the podcast, Danny.
He did it. No,
it's funny.
He did a let's play on bloody Star
Wars.
Actually,
I'm actually well known for a few of my series. I got one series, it's called Little Punks of Call of Duty, where I like go into like search and destroy matches and record them. And right now I'm actually editing it. Like I get hours of footage I have of kids talking complete bullshit and like thinking that they're 30 years old, cursing and whatever. I get clips like that and then I put it in a video. It's like a 3-minute video. And I've got about 8 episodes of it now. And it's just a montage of the kids, and sometimes it's adults acting like kids going off. And one of my favorites is the American Idol one, because you always catch people singing in those lobbies. And I actually recorded it of like all of them singing different things.
Mm-hmm. I was just doing a Road to Commander live on Twitch, and me and El Clarko, another member of Team Burn, were singing. And I shit you not, it got flagged up for copyright. It was class. I was like, get you. Because we just did it to Twitch, and I was doing like 2 or 3 games and then just upload to YouTube just by clicking the button. And then I got an email through from, this is copyrighted, but we believe this is owned by Universal, you don't have to do anything now, kind of email. I was like, get in, I can sing like the best of them. But I can't sing, so YouTube is bad idea. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't sing either.
Yeah. I don't know if you want to talk about this or not, but I know in your last video, you went about, you've stepped down from Yaush, is that right?
Yeah, I was actually a Yaush DC team member. It's a dedicated content team. It's basically a team where they just, it's new, where all they do is, like, write blogs and stories and like that.
Right.
Okay. I did a lot of writing growing up and stuff, but... With me, I run my own business. I go to college full-time. I have 2 kids I raise on my own. I just don't have time for what they were wanting in the end. At the beginning, it was just for fun, and, you know, they made it sound like, oh, if you know, a few articles a week, you know, just a blog or whatever. But then once it rolled out, it got a little bit more demanding of me, and they weren't accepting the work I was doing. So I was like, you know, I'm not having fun doing this. I'm just going to pull out, and that was it. So
yeah, fair enough.
I pulled out.
That's fine.
Never thought a girl would say that.
Get in. International high five. There it is.
Hey, I haven't said something for 5 minutes and he comes in, it's one of them. Never mind. Yeah.
What can I say?
You're notorious, that's what I'm saying.
I'm famous, is the difference.
Alright. Are you ready for your lasting impression of naughtiness of the week, Noodle?
I've only got a couple left and they're not that good, but go on then. We've got to do it.
Hang on. You mean they're worse than the ones you've already done?
Oh,
my God. Right, what, Danny, what we do is, I don't know why he agreed to it. I think that this is his fee for coming on the podcast, really, is the last thing that we talk about is a random idea or something. Noodle always comes up with it. Last week, we ended up talking about ringing out babies. That's how bad it was. So, Noodle...
That was your fault, actually.
That wasn't my fault. You posed a question and I answered it. Therefore, it's your fault.
It was. It wasn't my fault.
No, it wasn't. The question was, where does baby oil come from? So, I quite rightly
answered... No, it wasn't.
You get a baby, you ring it out.
What I said was, if olive oil comes from olives, where does baby oil come from? That's what I said.
And I told you, you get a baby by the head, you get a baby by the legs, and you twist baby oil.
Thank you. Thank you. You started it.
I answered, right, before I lose the will to live, and I've got a bloody can up to get to, don't take your glasses off. Don't give me them come to bed eyes, you're a married man. Well, nearly married man. I need to write your best man speech, remember? To be fucking nice to me.
I know. Right, so, why is it when we talk to God we're praying, but when God talks to us we're schizophrenic? And why do they sterilise needles for a lethal injection?
Oh, that's something. So, Georgia does have a death penalty, is that correct?
Actually, the only state that I know of that still has the death penalty here in the United States is Texas.
Really?
Yeah, dude, so you got that wrong. Dickhead.
Sorry, mate, I didn't know about an island...
Yeah, I believe Georgia has a death penalty. You've got fucking clue what you're talking about.
Georgia's only thing they're big about is guns. Everybody's got to have a gun.
Have you got a gun?
Gotta be all Southern. No.
And that's, is that because you got kids and stuff? You don't want to have guns in the house? And...
That's beat like a man.
Actually, sorry. I play gun games. I love to shoot people in games, but I will never own a gun. I've never shot a gun.
Right.
I will never have a gun in my house because I think people are stupid when they own a gun.
Right. See, we don't ever have this. I mean, we have, like, crimes about carrying a knife that's over 3 inches long and you get done for that. Some people get done for carrying, like, baseball rackets and stuff around and things. And then...
Dave, I got done for carrying this. It's over 12 inches long.
You wish, mate. That fucking ruler's wrong.
Ask your lass.
Tell it.
No kidding.
Noodle. That's all I'm saying.
Hold on. Hold on.
I don't want to get in the middle of this. No.
You are.
Me and you neither, pet.
So... Are you allowed to carry around a gun just on your hip, everyone else can see it, loaded in the street in Georgia?
You can if you got a permit for the gun, and if you carry it, like, concealed, you have to have a concealed weapon permit. Like, if it's under your clothes, you have to have some kind of permit for your gun
if you're
going to carry it.
Right, so I take it at 21 to have a gun license permit, whatever you call it.
I think it's 18.
Also, you can fire a gun, you can shoot someone, but you can't drink. Right, okay, that sounds interesting. Right, yeah. So is it seen as more dangerous to carry a gun or to conceal carrying a gun?
To me, I think it's just wrong. They did pass a law a few years ago that really pissed me off, is that you can have a concealed weapon when you go and eat in a restaurant and in a bar. You can carry a concealed weapon if you have a permit. In my eyes, that's really fucking stupid, because why would I want to bring... I don't see the point of bringing a gun to a restaurant when you're going to have a family meal. I doubt some crazy lunatic is going to burst into this family restaurant and demand everybody to give them their money and shit. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. And then in a bar, the only thing that a gun would entail is gang-related or somebody getting totally wasted and drunk and just the gun in the wrong person. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's fucking stupid. I wish America would do the same thing you guys are doing, where there's no guns allowed. I mean, to me, that makes sense. I mean, there's no point of us owning a gun. If you want to hunt, you can hunt with a bow and arrow. If you want to go fuck somebody's day up, you can fuck your day up more by owning a knife than a gun.
I mean, we've got
guns. The thing is, it's really big business, isn't it?
We've got guns. We've got, like, shotguns. We've got rifles. We don't have any... I don't believe we're allowed any handguns. We're allowed sort of high-powered one-shot rifles, air rifles, definitely allowed shotguns. But we just have no gun crime. It's just not... We have armed robberies, but they turn out to be replicas half the time. They don't even turn out to be real guns. And it's...
Super soaker.
Yeah, it's not bloody brightly coloured enough, but it, you know what I mean? It's very weird, but...
Well, there's people here that own, like, submachine guns and AKs. Actually, and sawed-off shotguns. Mike's husband owns a sawed-off shotgun, which that's kind of scary. He's also going to be getting his hand on an AK-47 or something, like, from World War or something. I don't know. But, yeah, getting, like, machine guns and machine guns, it's quite common.
Yeah, that's... It's just completely different culture. It's weird. I mean, when I
don't understand it.
Yeah. The thing that
did you just throw that cat over your shoulder?
Yeah.
Just fucking have that.
Did it land? Did it land on its feet?
Just like a hand grenade.
That's where you're going wrong, love. That way.
It's like, oh, give me kisses. Okay, yep. Bye.
Poor thing. Yeah, but you can't see behind her chair. There's just a pile of dead cats.
Yeah, it's all the same cat. I cloned the same cat. It's just all right here. You guys can't see it.
Class, man, class.
Oh, that was really funny.
Yeah. So, thank you very much for joining us. I think we should round that up now. It's coming to an hour. Really, really enjoyed you having us.
Thank you guys for having me. It's really been great.
You've always got an invite to come back.
Fun at me.
It's fine. We'll come up with a new game, and then you can join us again when I come up with a better game. I liked it, but I know you...
I'll come up with a better game, and I'll take both you guys down.
Yes.
United States style.
Bring it, bitch.
That's a really... Ooh, ooh. Will you two stop getting gangster? You start wearing gang colours and that next.
Sorry.
Honestly.
I know. Yes.
Doesn't fit yet.
So... God. West side, east side.
It's like South Hetton versus Pete Lee in here, man. It's getting ridiculous. Yes, so come up with a game. I think we should do it again. I think we. What? Why are you showing me your elbow? What? Why? What does that mean? You know what I mean? It's your elbow. God's sake. This is just... Oh my god, you're both just weird. Right. So, yeah. So, if everyone, there is a list of links on the screen now to check out me on Twitter and Facebook and YouTube, etc., etc., etc. If you're watching on Twitch, it'll be on here now. Danny, you can go up at... it's Danny the Dynamo, spelled D-Y-N-A-M-O, at practically everything. It's on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, Are you on Raptor? That's the new thing. Barnes just invited me to Raptor, which is quite cool. But yeah. So thank you very much for joining us, guys. That's been episode 5, and we'll hopefully join you next week for episode 6. Thank you very much. Say goodbye, everybody.
Bye, everybody. Bye.